Welcome.
No, no, no.
We're not doing that.
No?
We're not. Yeah. We're not talking about football again. Barb would kill me, and she's the only person I know definitely listens to this. So,
whoa. Steve from Paducah definitely does, but Barb, you know, justice for Barb.
Don't forget about Barb. I like Stranger Things.
It's true. But really, though, I mean, do you guys know anything about boats?
Nothing beyond the general, like, yeah, they go in the water.
Yeah. Okay, well,
hopefully, ideally.
Then that's what we're going to talk about this week. We don't know anything about boats.
Awesome.
So
take it away. What do you not know about them?
Okay, well, I guess we've got an introduction first, but I don't know anything about the podcast. So
it's been a little while, so I forgot that. All right, we don't know anything about boats or hosting podcasts. Man, that was 7 episodes ago, and we still don't know anything about podcasting. I am Jamie, and joining us from who do I like better today? Joining us from St. Pete. Is Brandon. Brandon, say hey.
Hi, I'm Brandon from St. Pete.
And joining us from the left coast, not left shark, as much as we miss you after a year.
You miss
that'd be Cody out in Orange County, California. Say hello to our listeners.
Hi, listeners.
Both of them.
Oh, wow. Our listenership
Steve, Barb. Increased
100-fold.
It's true.
Fastest growing podcast tonight.
Tonight. With people on both coasts. Talking about.
15 years from now, when we're getting Grammys for this podcast and stuff.
I don't think they give Grammys for podcasts.
Didn't Mike get like some type of award for like Who? Podcasts?
Oh, I'm sure Mike they have. I think they have awards.
Or like radio shows. We'll get a radio show. We'll turn podcasts into a radio show.
Yeah.
Usually that happens the other way around. There's a lot of radio shows that they'll release as podcasts, but we're, you know, we like to fight against the stream.
We are a disruptive program. We will go the other way.
We're riding the old wave of technology, like sailing ships.
It's true.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm a big fan of tall ships, as they're referred to.
Ships of the line.
Well, yeah, the ship of line. Ship of the line.
What that means, but it sounds awesome.
Great. But yes, I've always been fascinated by the age of sail. Mm.
Sail
pirates.
Wait, like the sail?
Go ahead.
What's
it? I was just gonna say, don't quit your day job, but also just don't quit the podcast where you don't randomly yell things out like that. either of those would be good.
Okay. So talking about the age of sail.
Right. So we're here.
I've always enjoyed piratey things. To quote my good friend, Larry the Cucumber. VeggieTales, shout out. Pirates who don't know anything or don't do anything. We really should do a podcast.
Like, called the Pirates Who Don't Know Anything.
And podcasts don't know anything. We get along real well.
That is interesting. So wait, so like...
Tie in, man. That's we'll go commercial.
Yeah. I really feel like there are things that we bring up randomly that would be awesome if we could just get the podcast like sponsors. Like at this point, it's like, do you need a good television show for the safe for the little ears in your audience? VeggieTales. That's what raised us. It'll raise your kids too. Wait, that's probably a bad example.
Yes. Oh gosh.
What happened?
See what happens when
you want to be like me?
You don't drop AWOL Nation references like 10 years after it happened.
Nah, dude, that's meta.
Oh, that's true. Very true.
God.
Would you trust your children with gourds? This is a boating podcast, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, I've driven a boat before. I've been out boating. I could tell you Red Right Return.
What?
Important to know.
What's Red Right Return? Yeah. That sounds like a bomb.
Yeah. Yeah. Red Right Return. So they have channel markers
okay.
that mark where the channel is, which is where it's deep enough for your boat to go.
Okay.
So don't rip a hole in it by going in the shallow water.
Okay.
And so
also known as having a bad day.
Yeah. That's not a good day on the boat. So you have green channel markers and you have red channel markers.
Okay.
And so when you're coming back from the ocean, you just remember red, right, return. So you keep the red ones on your right as you return, and therefore you stay in the middle of the channel.
Oh. Keep it between the buoys. Right?
Yeah.
I heard that on a song once.
Was it Searle?
No. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. They mentioned about keeping the buoys. I'm probably asking the people about that. So
wait, hold on. About Jimmy Buffett? No, if you're gonna be on a boat, and it's going fast, Jimmy Buffett's a good option to listen to.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You could be wearing nautical themed articles of clothing as well.
If you have a Pashtun Afghan.
Whatever that means. Gonna be honest. I think that's a fancy Persian carpet.
Now, when you were on this boat,
which is what I always have on a boat.
When you were on this boat, Cody, was T-Pain with you?
No. But Judge
Are you
Judy
sure?
Was.
Did you check everywhere?
No.
Not sure if you heard that. I'm just knocking pictures off the wall in my home.
Oh. I thought that was tend to happen out here on the West Coast. So, surprise. I didn't know there was a fault line in Florida.
There is? Oh.
I think the sand just shifted under my feet. That's all it was. We're good.
Well, you should have built your house on the rock, James.
All other ground is sand, man.
All other ground is sinking sand. Wow, we've referenced The Lonely Island, Jimmy Buffett, and classic hymns.
I saw a second ago that we had one live viewer, and now it says zero again. So we even lost Lauren.
Well, she said she was getting froyo, so she didn't want to be here. So
someone mistakenly stumbled in and was like, "Oh no, I'm out here.
Oh, this is awful."
Yeah.
Three YOLO on the froyo.
Yeah, those references in sequence, they were like, "No, this isn't my Monday night."
So, Cody, going back to boats, when you were on said boat, what kind of boat were you like? What boats do you have experience with?
Well, I've been on a dive boat,
like driving, like do they call it piloting or whatever?
Driving, I drove the boat. No, it was just a
boat. You like go on some PJ Fleck? Oh no, not fault. Not dang it, not fault.
I was just gonna say, did you row the boat?
Row the boat.
Row the boat. I mean, I kind of have the image of a bunch of gophers rowing a boat now.
Row the boat. Well, I mean, what was Western Michigan was what, like Mustangs or something? What's their mascot?
Broncos.
I feel like they Broncos, yeah. So that it's not really, it doesn't make any less sense.
The Gophers
than
a little bit
Broncos.
More aquatic. I don't know. It makes me think of a beaver. Oh.
Okay, so Lauren is rowing the boat now. She's on. Supposedly.
Oh, okay.
So we're there. But yeah, no, we got to get off football again. Barb's.
Yeah. Sorry, Barb.
Justice for Barb.
Justice for Barb. Free Barb. Yeah, no, it was just a 25-foot. It's a pleasure craft boat. I'm not really sure exactly the terminology.
Are all boats pleasure crafts? Like, they're pleasurable things to be on?
I mean, no. Not historically.
Oh, well, so did we just take a hard left turn into slavery?
Well, yeah, I think we did. I don't think we're equipped as a podcast to handle that.
Those boats.
But there was also just simple, I don't know, there's the Titanic. Not such a pleasurable boat to be on.
Well, I guess, you know, sans iceberg, I think it probably would be, correct?
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of, you're kind of like missing the whole big thing about it.
No, the Titanic didn't.
No, not at all.
Sorry, I tried there. I'm not sure how.
Yeah.
You tried, also the, you certainly tried something.
I feel like that's half of life, trying something.
Did. But so, as
since you said trying something, I think you can actually hear me now. My internet, we knew trying to start this off was giving.
And he's got again.
There it goes.
Literally explaining why things aren't working.
Explaining about how bad his internet is, and just yeah, craps out. That's par for the course. So wait. Par for the course that I think he just hung up.
Yeah, it still says live, though, so I don't even know how we turned this off.
Uh-oh. We are in trouble. Oh, he's back.
Oh, he's back.
Good so, thing. I think.
Jamie, are you there?
Back in the room. I think, so, did we just have man overboard?
Oh, we made him walk the plank.
Oh, that's right.
We cast him into the briny deep.
He's sleeping where the fish is. Which, I mean, I feel like an aquarium would be a great place to take a nap.
You know, I always see those, you know, that clickbait articles that always have like the surrounded, you know, by the articles that you really probably shouldn't be reading because, you know, they have so much clickbait around them that means this article's probably clickbait. But like they show hotel rooms that are like really in aquariums and stuff like that. That does.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think most of those are real, but there is Jules Undersea Lodge in Key Largo, I believe, Florida, which is an old science lab that they've converted into three hotel rooms at the bottom of a lagoon in the Florida Keys. It's like 20 feet down. They will like give you a brief scuba lesson if you want to. And they, you dive in, land in there, and then they will deliver you a pizza. That's like their thing. They bring pizza to you and deliver it to you from the tank. Or yeah. From, yeah.
I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this picture now. I typed in. I found this place. Like, this seems pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean,
or what?
What?
Did you stay there, or how did you find
out? No, I've known about it.
Is it like a bucket list?
I don't know if it's quite made it to the bucket list, but. It's pretty cool. Also, good thing to note, Jules Undersea Lodge was formerly known as La Chalupa Research Laboratory.
La Chalupa? So what is
La Chalupa
in Spanish?
I don't know, because all I can think of is the new Taco Bell naked chalupa where they wrap taco stuff inside of fried chicken.
I saw an article recently, just randomly, about the Taco Bell that said that, like, it, like, overnight became one of the, like, more healthy fast food options.
I don't believe that. No way.
I mean, I want to give credit where credit's due if that's accurate, but perhaps one of the listeners or something like that eventually can, like, or maybe, like, a week later when somebody listens to this, or, like, 15 years from now when we get the Grammy, that they'll say, like, oh, yeah, no, it's totally true. Like, watch, like, what if like, Taco Bell becomes, like, in the future, not, like, Demolition Man.
I was just going to say, like, Demolition Man, where it's the only restaurant left.
I was going to say, sort of along those lines, I don't know that it got better. If it's leading, it's because everyone else got worse.
Maybe. Let me see if I can find this. But, yeah, no, it's, like, imagine, like, you know, 15 years down the road, it's like, oh, man, Taco Bell is, like, very vegan friendly and, you know, and, like, all this type of stuff. It's, like.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure then we're living in, like, a dystopian Demolition Man world. Like, I'm pretty certain that's what's happening. Which, man, that's a wonderful 80s movie.
Well, I just turned to one and I found this. One of the first articles on news is Boozy Taco Bell Cantina now open in Berkeley. Beer now. but I do appreciate that it says beer and burritos, Boozy Taco Bell, you know, open in Berkeley. The amount of B alliterations blesses my heart. You know, probably having to do with my name personally, but.
Not that we know your last name. It's unknowable.
It's true, but I am, you know, Bruce Banner, you know, Peter Parker. I'm all about that alliteration.
Hmm. Yep. I don't know, going back to what you're asking for, I don't know what chalupa is translated because my brain just gets stuck on the fact that Gordita is little fat girl. But I'm guessing chalupa is something like fried boat because it looks like a fried boat.
Yeah, it's just,
makes sense. I like it. Works.
I think it's legitimately just food.
What, like chalupa translates as food?
Oh, no. No, that's James, you are literally correct.
What's that?
What? Who?
Chalupas are made. This is from Wikipedia, so you know it's true. Chalupas are made by pressing a thin layer of masa dough around the outside of a small mold, in the process creating a concave container resembling the boat of the same name. A chalupa and a boat.
What? That literally was not playing, guys. Listeners, that was not playing at all.
Yeah,
we got
it. Couldn't have been because we don't know anything.
That's the most natural organic thing I think I've ever witnessed.
So great.
Listeners, this is magic happening live right before your ears.
Chalupa is a boat. That's the best.
We've somehow gone with Taco Bell healthy food all the way back to the topic du jour of boats.
Well, right before my hopped off the plank, I had a really funny moment because my speakers went out for a second and I couldn't hear anything.
And now he's gone again.
He's gone again.
It's kind of like Voldemort, man. Like, as soon as he starts talking about it, like, stuff starts going bad.
Yep. Can't talk about him.
If you put in, like, chalupa translation, it says shallop, which...
Shallop, which is a type of boat.
Yeah. So that's crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just imagine like one day in the future, something like that, where it's like, I guess Taco Bell kind of has a breakover where it's just like everyone stops like, oh, man, you just do nothing but give us gastrointestinal distress. And then it's like, all right, fine. We're going to get awesome. And like goes and starts working out and stuff like that.
Well, if we're gonna talk about like fast food taco places, So I don't know if you are aware, but out here on the West Coast, we have Del Taco.
Del Taco. Which,
yeah, I get it. It's a terrible name, of the taco.
Of the taco.
But it's basically Taco Bell, but with better ingredients. Same cheap price, same kind of stuff, basically.
I've heard California's got great tacos.
Well, yeah, we've got good tacos, especially like out here in Southern California, because close to Mexico and everything.
Are you avocados de Mexico?
Are you in Southern Cal or Northern California,
Cody? Me? Oh, SoCal. I'm probably an hour and a half,
man.
I don't know. I just knew you were in California. I don't know exactly where.
It's okay. I had no idea when I moved out here where I was moving to, really.
Where is he?
He got off the plane and went, oh, this is cool.
Got off the plane. I hopped in my car and started driving. Where am I going? What's my destination? How long is it going to take to get there? Whoo, that's a long time to be by myself in the car.
Gosh, why did the Pathfinder die? So weird.
Yeah. Wait,
did the Pathfinder die?
No. He's still alive.
Okay.
I'm just replacing it.
For those who don't know, Cody in college had a Nissan Pathfinder. Well, since high school, actually, has had.
Oh, yeah, I got a junior in high school.
As a Nissan Pathfinder that went through the ringer. I think all of us have been in it multiple times, made multiple trips in it. And I think it's probably been, it's interesting in the sense that, like, it's probably been thrown up in the most, with none of that thrown up be from neither or any of the three of us, but just other people that Cody just happened to be so kind to carry around.
That was like a really odd introduction to this car, man.
I didn't have a whole lot of people throw up in my car, but I did have a whole lot of people in my car. Jamie, were you in it when we had the 17 people?
Ooh, I don't think so. I feel like I would remember that, and I don't.
This was.
I was there.
Oh, did Cody cut out?
This is discussion roulette.
I feel like this is like these connectivity issues are going to come for me at some point. I'm the only one left standing.
It's like the ring. You talk into the screen and then you die. No, I mean, one of the highlights that I remember from the Pathfinder was that Cody had a gator head, you know, the UF gator logo magnet. He had the magnet on the back of his car in the Florida heat so long that it fused to his clear coat. And then when he was in Knoxville one time for a Gators and Volunteers game, someone, when it was in the parking lot, tried to pull the magnet off and tore it only like a quarter of the way off. So there was like three quarters of a gator head left on it. And Cody was like, I'm not trying to test it off. It's just staying.
Oh, that's great. I found a, I don't know what happened.
I do. Computer died, but we're back.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I got to tell about your the magnet that was on the back of your car in the Florida heat so long that it fused until a Tennessee ball fan tried to pull it off.
And gave up, a little jerk. You couldn't do it. You're right. You peeled it. Magnet off.
Nope.
Yeah, I had to take it. Literally took a paint scraper to get it off.
You had that car. You probably had that car longer without working AC than with it. True or false?
AC died in 2000.
If you've got to think about it this long, it's at least close enough to be funny.
It is close enough. It's about equal parts. No, it's definitely longer. I've had it longer without AC. Yeah. Because when the car's only worth a couple of grand and it takes literally a grand to buy the part, fix power windows.
that
cross country journey in it was done sans AC. Yeah.
I feel like, though, that calculation of it's only worth $2,000, so I'm not going to put $1,000 in.
that calculation is only I'm about to sell this thing, not I'm going to keep this another 12 years.
Not 12 years. I've been driving for 12 years, but I've had the car for 10 of them. Yeah, I think I've had the car literally for a decade. 6 years without AC. Yeah, it's a great vehicle.
So that was the one we took the Pathfinder to Atlanta that 1 year, didn't we?
Yeah, when we ran over the truck bed liner.
That came up in my on this day not too long ago. So I guess it took forever for us to like post on it, and I can't remember when it came up or when I was looking at it not too long ago. I totally forgot that.
Well, yeah, we didn't want to talk about that trip because that was the second SEC championship against Bama. That's one when Jimmy cried. Jimmy cried. It's hard. I can't. No.
Tim cried rivers.
Yeah. We went to church with Gary afterwards.
Yep.
Needed that. But yeah, that was the truck bed liner. No, the 17 people, that was not only 17 people that fit into that Pathfinder, but 17 people fit into the Pathfinder, and then we drove up a snow-covered mountain in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, to go hiking. So, yeah.
What was it? Was that after I left?
Yes. Maybe? No, I think that was junior year.
Okay.
So, you still would have been around. Mm. You're probably off with someone else.
That kid was?
Yeah. Whoever was left.
When did y'all go?
I don't remember. First full day there on our break.
Oh, okay.
It was like a massive group of like freshmen, sophomores, and juniors that wanted to go hiking. And I had driven up, and I think Kaylee had driven up. We had like two cars that were up there. Everybody else had taken the bus. We had 20-some people that wanted to go up the mountain and hike. And I was like, well, we'll just tumble bus it and cram everybody in.
Fun stuff.
So,
Kaylee, of course.
Wait, did you do that while we were at Crossroads?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that was the year that our friend Steven and I drove up after everybody else. And we drove through the Smoky Mountain National Forest, like in the pouring snow, like ridiculous snow. Like they closed the mountain pass like literally like 10 minutes after we got through it. Like it was probably one of the most harrowing and terrifying experiences I've ever had, like period. It was because there were multiple people that like it was Steven and I sitting in the front seat, and we knew that this was getting crazy, and we had like a few women behind us, and like only like I think Marius was with us or something, and so we knew that like if we showed any bit of nervousness that everyone was going to start getting freaked out. But I will tell you, I was the most freaked out I've ever been in my life. So literally I became like the DJ up front, and we played songs, and just Steve and I sang along like there was nothing wrong. But it was, oh gosh, that was the most terrifying thing I've ever been through.
Yeah, I think if that's the same trip, like I drove up earlier, but by the time we were getting into the pass, like it was late, it was dark, I was sleepy, it was like windy serpentine roads. It's like,
switchbacks were nuts.
Yeah, not fun.
Especially like when they get up, with the ones that would get up on the get up on an angle, and like the other angle like goes off a cliff. So it's just like, if we slip down, it's just not fun.
Yeah. Jamie wants killer boat takes. So,
so
Brandon, yeah. I need a killer boat take.
Killer boat take. So let's see. What's a killer boat? So have you guys ever been on a cruise ship?
That's where I was going.
That's your killer boat take?
No, I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, do you have any killer boat takes from that?
Okay. Disney Cruise ain't played nobody?
Wait, did you go on a Disney Cruise?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, what was that like?
I mean, it was pretty fun. I was a kid. I mean,
not when you were, like, of age.
Yeah. So, like, the appropriate age to go on a Disney Cruise, like, you know, middle school. Okay. Got to swim with dolphins, and I remember eating sea bass and it being super rich and messing with my stomach. That's all I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there was other stuff. You could watch Disney movies, but I don't know.
So we had, I went on a missions trip to the Bahamas, which was a lot less glamorous than it sounds. But the cheapest way to get there was using a one-day cruise thing to the Bahamas that we left out of Port Canaveral. And I remember, like, you got, like, it was funny. It's like the big lounge area was like the place that, like, everybody could meet. But that was also, like, where they would have, like, the comedy shows, which were not exactly appropriate. So that was always fun to remember. That was my killer boat take.
Nice. I took a tall ship across the equator on multiple occasions on an 8-day cruise through the Galapagos Islands as a kid.
Whoa.
Grandparents took my mom, my sister, and I to the Galapagos.
Did you see the big turtles?
Yep, big turtles. They got marine iguanas that swim in the water. So I swam with iguanas and penguins and sea lions. I got a picture on my crappy, like, you know, those quote unquote underwater cameras that go down to like 15 feet, like, and then they. Oh, yeah.
The plastic ones that used to be like the disposable cameras with plastic.
Yeah, it's basically a disposable camera in this giant plastic shell. They have to, like, crank underwater. But yeah, I got a picture of a sea lion looking into it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kind of blurry and crappy quality, but
do they even have, like, disposable cameras anymore? I thought that's not a thing anymore, right?
Nah, it's meta for weddings, dude.
What's that?
It's for weddings now. Like, you put disposable cameras at tables and people can take photos of themselves and stuff. I forget. We went to a wedding, my wife and I, not that long ago. That's what they did.
Hmm.
So it's coming back.
Are like artificially keeping certain segments afloat, like mason jars and disposable cameras. Like, that's wedding. Those things going.
Mason jars are just hipster in general, man. Like, let me tell you, having been to quite a few, being a,
associated with hipsters?
Associated with hipsters. Well, specifically visiting a lot of coffee shops. I can tell you that there's a large percentage of independent third wave coffee shops that are serving you cold brew, nitro, out of a keg in the mason jar.
Okay, here's the thing that I don't know if anyone's really, like, stood up and said this, but it's like, I hate drinking out of a mason jar.
Really?
It's the beard. Like, I don't get a full, like, you know.
You don't get a good seal?
I don't get a good seal. And it's just like, it just dribbles down, like, onto my shirt. Like, I have a problem, like, you know.
You have a drinking problem.
I have a drinking problem. Yeah. It malfunctions regularly.
That was airplane, not boats. My bad.
What's that?
I said that was airplane, not boats, but.
Yeah, exactly right. So, yeah. But anyways, mason jars, boats, things of this nature.
Yeah.
So, either of y'all have a boat?
My dad does. My dad does. That's the boat that I've driven.
Okay.
I didn't have one.
Piloted? I'm not really sure.
Jamie, you strike me as a guy who would have a boat. Wait, he can't speak now, can he?
No, probably not.
Oh,
his hot boat tanks are non-existent.
He's in a hot mess of boat right now.
He's just out on, he's literally out on a boat laughing at us.
Yeah, he's on his boat.
Yeah, he's taking off.
So, but yeah, no, I see, here's the thing. My motto has always been,
I'm trying. There, and
there he is.
There he is.
That's like some Moana stuff, like, you're welcome. I'm trying.
Yeah, I was trying to talk. That was,
no, he's gone.
There he goes. Oh, well then.
What can I say, Jamie? You're gone again. Sorry, I was singing. Sorry.
It's okay. I feel like we've established that you're gonna sing random clips of songs and it'll be okay.
Look, when it starts to get towards 11 o'clock, when I'm kind of tired, things just, you know, my hot boat takes just start happening and I start singing.
Well, there's the classic phrase about boat ownership, that the two happiest days in the life of a boat owner is the day he buys his boat and then the day he sells his boat.
I feel like selling a boat has got to be a stressful thing. Like, please take this monstrosity that I've been keeping up for years.
The keeping up, that's the thing. Like, if it sits in the water, it gets barnacles on it and it starts to get all this issues with the hull, and then you got to get in there and you got to clean it all off and you got to repaint it and you got to, it's a luxury item, I guess, which makes sense. You're just spending all this money to go out and have fun on the water. But
maybe it's just my laziness, like with it, as far as like not wanting to keep up a boat. So maybe I should, in order to not be lazy, get a boat so that I like have to be disciplined, go take care of a boat, kill my laziness.
Sure.
Not sure if you can hear me, Brandon, but that sounds like a terrible idea.
Look.
At least he's getting an inanimate object that he's caring for.
It's like
look, I hate getting up early, so I've been getting up early so I can get some discipline.
All right, Chaco.
Look, yes, exactly.
Side note. Oh, no. There's two Shruggers.
There's what?
I'm somehow logged into this twice, and neither of them work.
There's a Shrugger and a...
I was about to say before I left, that's like the people in high school who are like, yeah, things are rocky, but we'll just get married, and it'll all be fine.
That may be true.
That's terrible logic. This
I have a lazy strain, so I'll get something that takes a whole lot of work, and it'll just whip me into shape. Unless that thing is a drill sergeant, I don't think that's happening.
True. I don't want a boat, though. But of course, I do want someone. I want to be friends with someone who has a boat.
That's that's key, really.
Brandon's the boat mooch.
Yeah.
Yeah, close enough friends with someone who will invite you out on their boat.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. It's like, I wouldn't mind, like, pitching in for gas, doing all that kind of stuff. Like, just don't make me clean it and, like, store it.
Don't make me be the responsible one. Just let me have fun, man.
Let me do the easiest parts, having fun and, like, giving you a few bucks for gas.
Getting sunburned.
It's true.
That makes it cool.
And as we were looking at earlier, it's like, I think Jamie and Cody probably saw us, like, I need to get out. Like, I'm all for like the sunburn at this point because I am so white right now. Like, I'm a normally pretty white person, just in all facets of life. But specifically my skin tone presently does need some fixing.
Oh yeah, that's like, I mean, if you grew up in Florida, you know, like there's the, am I going to be responsible and go to the beach and, you know, build a tan? And then there's some years you're just like, I'll just get sunburned and have half my skin peel off. It'll be fine.
Well, and it's funny. It's like people say, I got to get my base tan up. It's like, no, what you really mean is you're going to go out and get burned and you're going to have that burn for the rest of the summer, that you're going to kind of get a little bit better or a little bit less. Like, maybe there is such thing as a base tan, but that just sounds like I'm going to go for entry-level cancer.
Yeah, right.
Which, to be fair, I think just about every Floridian has some form of entry-level cancer.
True.
It just goes with being a resident of the state.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have the people who go out like May 2nd and get the, you know, bejesus burned out of them. And then it's basically you see them like rub so much lotion on that they can keep the skin from flaking off. Like, oh yeah, it looks tan if it just doesn't peel off.
Yeah. Well, it's like by the time they turn like 50 or 60, they look kind of like a well-oiled Wilson outfielder.
You're made of leather.
So we've got a boatload of ideas for our next podcast. Do we? Well, that's a boatload of lies. So tune in next week, or at least you guys can talk while I have to run because I'm 4:30 because I'm got to have that discipline and get up and do that Jocko stuff anyway.
So what you're saying is we're all shipping out?
We could be shipping up to Boston.
Oh gosh, no.
Just like Atlanta, just like the Super Bowl. No more football.
Row the boat.
Row the boat.